And I feel like this is a genuine question that there's, okay. there is a solid possibility that for some strange reason you might answer yes.
Okay.
Have you ever worn pantyhose?
Do tights count?
Mm-hmm.
Then yes.
They're completely and totally not comfortable.
I believe we will probably get into this deeper in the meat of the show.
Right.
But the problem with that garment
mm-hmm.
is when one visits the restroom.
Well, yes.
Yes, I've worn tights and I've worn hose.
Uri.
Hosiery.
Yes.
Thank you.
And they are very uncomfortable around your midsection.
But they really do make you feel like a woman.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Never, there was never a chance, was there? Collect yourself, and this is going to work.
Hey there! This is Katie with a very hateful thought of the day. I hate everything. From the time I wake up with one nostril stuffed to the perilous moment on stepping onto wet tile, staying alive in this dangerous world is hard to do. I had to move my coffee maker to my bedroom to avoid the ever-terrifying situation of stairs before coffee. Staying alive is a pain in the ass. And you probably are too. I hate staying alive. And you, I hate you too. I don't know what happened. Laughing so hard my ears hurt.
100% chance. Best hate ever. Good God. You. And the thing is, I knew long before I even hit the button that you didn't have a chance of getting through that.
I did too.
But
the second you hit the music, I was like, I'm gonna get the giggle.
Is this number 28?
This is 28.
We'll check it. I think it's 28. I think it's 28. And this is the cake and the cookies. I'm Rob.
I'm Katie.
And
I'm recovering.
And we're so glad to have you here. This is a weekly podcast to show, by way of comparison, that your life really isn't that bad.
And that you could probably read better than Katie.
That's right. Someone get the paddles. Our thanks, as always, to Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and everybody at More Broadcasting,
like Tony Boom Boom,
Tony Boom Boom Bloom. And thank you, Steve Bridges, for putting us on the radio. Keeping
you,
us on the radio. I don't know if football, you're going to probably be delayed.
Yeah, so
what? Yeah, I just like being there. Check us out on the iTunes. The best thing to do is just search More Broadcasting and find TMOS, The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Tech 411, Robin Joe, Omericast. Leave everybody a lovely review and 5 stars. It's most helpful.
It's a fabulous network.
It is. It feels like a month of Sundays since we've done this show.
It's only been 2 weeks.
I want to thank you for all the great feedback you gave me on the Jerry Lewis Show. I'm so pleased that you liked it. I don't want you to go on and become saccharine.
You did a great job.
There is not one chance in the world that you listen to a single moment of it.
Why would you think that?
Because you...
I loved the part when Jerry was like, hey... And Ed McMahon in his booming voice.
You're making all of this up.
What's that lady's name?
Jan Carl.
Okay.
You see, here's the thing, is that we wanted to take a Labor Day off because, it was a holiday weekend.
Right.
And I thought it would be nice,
Well, you have back to school with your kids. I have back to school for my job.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
There was a lot of stuff going on last week. And it is technically a holiday.
Yes.
A national holiday.
So we do, and it is number 28. We got it right.
Holla.
So we took the dime off. But I know that if I know one thing, it's that the cake and cookie listener craves content.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do anything Jerry on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me throw up a few Jerry clips.
They wouldn't let you.
No, he probably would have let me because I did a few on Friday.
Mm.
I did, and they actually went very well. What I couldn't have done...
they humored you.
What I couldn't have done is an entire hour.
No.
And
you did an hour?
is, I think, 49 minutes.
I mean, I cut out about like 47.
Sure, and you assume there was more.
I just, you know, I ran out of time.
You know what happened? You bugged out.
I bugged out.
You bugged out. And keep in mind, I have tickets to see Jerry on, I believe, October 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll be alive? Will he make it? Be honest.
Our track record's not going so well.
Not great, no.
No.
Mm-mm. So my fingers are crossed.
Have you seen any like health updates? Has he been touring other dates?
Well,
or
he's
anything?
Made the other dates, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know.
There's like 3 weeks in between them.
Every day is a new adventure. So we shall see. But when I started putting it together and I realized exactly what I wanted to do, I wanted to do a series of montages that would move with a certain amount of momentum. That's not the sound of her throwing away a beer bottle.
Sorry.
That's quite all right.
It was a little less graceful than I planned.
But what I realized is that I am the only idiot on the planet that takes a week off and spends more time on the replacement show than I would have if I had just done what we took a week off from. Because I spent about 8 hours editing.
Okay.
So I'm a jerk.
No, you're, you have a special finesse for doing things that you love.
This is true. I mean, I do love doing what I do, but also if I was going to do it, I wanted it to be how I envisioned it.
When you do something, you want to do it right.
Exactly. And then there's millions of things I do on a day-to-day basis that don't mean a damn thing to me, and I just put whatever it is it does. But if it's Jerry, I want it to be just right.
You know, I said I wasn't drinking this week.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to have a beer.
Well, you should.
Or a drink. What do you have?
Anything you want. What do you crave, m'lady?
I want a speedboat. I want a hot dog.
It was a motorboat.
I would like I want a motorboat.
I want a motorboat.
A motorboat.
A motorboat.
Hey, Mr. Von Herman.
Dan is here.
With your fancy haircut.
He looks fantastic.
Doesn't he look?
He really
does. Doesn't he look like he lost 10 pounds?
You know, but you have lost weight. You look handsome. He looks lean. Very nice.
No, I mean.
Yes.
The haircut makes him look. You think he lost 10 pounds of hair?
No. He's lost weight in addition to having a haircut.
Not really, no.
You told me he's lost a couple pounds.
Well, yeah, but not like he's been growing his hair up. But that was months ago.
He looks, you know what? You've made it so I can't give a compliment.
Oh.
He looks great.
He does.
He looks lean. He looks trim. He looks groomed.
He's way more going to have a chance of getting laid.
Absolutely. And I think you're probably towards the top of that list.
Did you just say, can we go?
I said, with who?
Oh.
Oh. And that would be whom?
And I guess not me.
No,
right?
It will be you.
It'll be me,
ultimately,
right?
It'll be you. Yeah, that's right.
You look handsome.
Like NSYNC sang, it's going to be me.
It's
going to
be
May.
May I have a beverage?
Yes. That'd be very nice.
Dealer's choice.
How nice. Bring her a Moxie. She don't want a Moxie.
I do like the Moxies.
So I did the Jerry thing, and I know that was absolute narrow casting. There was a very small segment of
Do you have any idea how many people actually downloaded and listened to it?
I don't.
I would like to get those numbers.
I'll speak to Oscar. And he can find it out.
I think that would be Matt.
Because if you look at the entire internet.
I think Matt Bloom would be the one.
Both of them could do it.
Okay.
But if you look at the entire internet, there's a minuscule portion of that internet that downloads, say, the Mike O'Mara show.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, there's an even tinier portion that listens to Cake and Cookies. And of
okay,
that.
Okay, now you don't have to get hurtful here.
No, but of that, I'm wondering what sliver of the population spent any time listening to Jerry.
It wasn't me.
I know. And you know what? Here's the one thing. A hi to Marcus Serta. Have you ever done a Labor Day show and really dissed your buddy Rob? Because he said, you know, Rob did a Cake and Cookies all about Jerry Lewis this week, but I don't like Jerry, so I'm not going to play any clips.
He did say that?
He said it.
I would not have been
surprised if he had just glossed it.
That's hilarious. I thought because
but he underscored it.
In the description, because I haven't gotten, I'm always a week or two behind
right.
on the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
And in the description, it didn't say anything about Cake and Cookies. And I was like, did he say anything about Rob? Like, because Rob did a thing.
Well, yeah, he said one thing. He said he didn't like it.
High five, Mr. Serta.
Yeah, he's very, very subtle about
you
that.
You and I are in the same boat.
Well, you know what? Next time, I won't even give you a Jerry show. How about that at Christmas? I won't do it. I'll just stay home and listen to to myself.
Can I just have a fruitcake?
You can have a fruitcake. Now, before we move on, there is so much to discuss.
We have a lot.
I would like you to open that box that's over there on the metal table so you can see some of the...
Which
you
know, one?
The metal table, the wood, the biggest box. The biggest box. Yeah. Because, you know, oftentimes when we open stuff on this show... No. You just throw those
you
on the floor.
Need,
no.
I'm not throwing them on the floor.
You wonder, you know, so often we open up a box and it's like Elvis stuff.
This
is, you did throw it on the floor.
I'm a heathen.
No, you're fine. Leave it. Please
no,
leave it.
I can't. OCD.
She's so OCD.
I can't help it.
I just want to give her the pleasure of knowing the best thing I got in the mail this week.
I wrinkled your post-it.
It's fine.
I'm going to have to stick this under here.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
I can see it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is not an Elvis
Everything
item.
Everything just got real for people, like, and understanding my issues.
This is not an Elvis item in this box. You're going to enjoy what it is. Yeah, you are.
I have to talk to you about Murder, She Wrote.
Why?
I just do.
Okay. On the show or in real life?
On the show.
Okay. It's replacement supplies.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
For my CPAP
machine.
You had me
open your CPAP.
Do you know how bad it is?
I'm Darth Vader.
When I'm hoping to get like something for the Elvis bathroom, and I open the box, and it's just a replacement mask. I hate it. I know. Sad, isn't it?
I am your father.
Did I tell you the other day that the mask shifted at night? And so...
Oh, you got a new hose, too.
Yeah, I got everything.
Look at you, fancy.
Yeah. Well, I'll save that for when
you
I bring some...
You are so fancy.
When I bring some hot chippy over that I want to impress at night. I'll say, before I put on my breathing machine, I want you to know this is a brand new hose.
It's a brand new hose.
And yeah, the other hose is still the same, but that's a new hose.
We don't fool around in here.
So the mask shifted, and the mask, I've modeled it for you before. It has a strap here across my forehead and across my top of my head and across the back.
It's like headgear.
It is.
Yeah.
And it shifted, so when I was breathing in, it went... which is fine. You know, that's the sound it should make because you're breathing in, because it's forcing warm, moist air into your body, and it's good. But when I'd exhale, because the mask shifted, it wasn't forming a tight enough seal around my nose and mouth.
Uh-huh.
So when I exhaled, it went
face fart.
Yeah, it was a face fart because the mask, you know, it's like soft latex,
right?
Sort of soft, sort of holding against my face, but
right.
Also, and I'm not proud of this, and ladies, you're welcome. I'm a little bit of a drooler when I hit deep sleep. So there may or may not be some fluid in the mask. So I'm going.
Now, are you
I'm
awake?
Sort of aware of this.
Okay.
Because it's not just the fart sound. It's also the tickling sensation on my face. Because I am. I'm making a fart noise without even having to try. So I. And so. What really woke me up is, you know, Carrie and I, we sleep together.
Do you?
Yes, we share a bed.
I'm glad you're still at...
A marital bed. Yeah, we haven't given up yet. I wake up, she's putting her hand over my nose and mouth. Like a murder. It
she's
is like a murder.
You.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill you.
I see. And you know what? She's a beautiful, statuesque woman.
Yeah.
Tall, 5'10". I love it.
Oh, but if she wanted to, she could kill
you. Oh, she could kill me.
Yeah.
And her powerful, loving, but powerful hand is pressing the mask into my face. And I'm getting... And the mask is pressing. And here's the other thing. When the mask is on and the hose is blowing, you can't hear me at all. At all.
Like talking?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
So like at night, Carrie will say something like, well, you know, we've got to do X, Y, and Z with Julia tomorrow. Can you take care of it? And what she'll hear is,
where is the restroom? Where's the room?
And she'll say, what? And I was and she said, I can't hear you. So luckily, the hose.
No idea what you said.
The hose that you saw that I got a replacement detaches from the front of the mask. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to undo the straps.
Okay, so you can just take off the end of the hose.
Right, so I unclip the hose. Okay. And that's not much better because then she said,
what I said is that I'm going to take Julia to school. And then Kristen can pick her up into her home.
And so There's no win, although there is one good thing.
Do you both laugh? Please tell me that it's funny.
No, I don't
it's
laugh yet. Because
absolutely sincere.
Because I hate the thing still.
Does
I
Carrie
hate it,
laugh?
Hate, yeah, she
okay.
does. Yeah, because
I wouldn't be able to control my laughter.
And I think she laughs mostly because I hate it. That's
oh,
why
yeah.
she laughs.
No, that's the best part.
So what happened is I realized that when the mask is unhooked from the hose, the mask and the hose is continuing to pump warm, moist air out at a pretty good rate.
Okay.
And I figured out if I squirt it at Linus, he bites at the air.
Oh, he did. He didn't. Oh,
which
he,
is which
he
is,
didn't get it, did he?
No.
Okay, okay.
Because he likes the air, and so you okay. know, I just I you know, I said, "Hey, Carrie, look at this," and you know, and he's which is bad at every level because he's getting all worked up right before bed, and that's not what we want.
Judd does something similar.
What's that?
I put lotion on my hands before
okay.
I go to bed because
right?
I have dry skin.
Uh-huh.
So I put lotion, and Judd loves the smell of lotion, but more so, he loves the taste of lotion.
Oh.
But he knows he's not allowed to like lick my hands
right?
when I put lotion on. So I'll walk into the bedroom
right.
from the bathroom, having rubbing my hands, okay? And Judd will be sitting on the bed, and he's just licking the air. He's just...
He's going for it.
He's like, I can if I lick the air hard enough, I can taste it.
I can get
it.
Some of it.
I can taste it. It smells so good.
I want some of it. Oh, the last CPAP thing I have, and a lot of people have written us questions saying, how am I doing with it? I really still hate it. I use it every night.
Somebody posted on my Facebook now, there's apparently a handheld size CPAP.
It doesn't matter. I still hate the notion, and it's the name of one of our episodes, that I'm too fat to sleep. And I hate that. And that's
Has
a reminder.
It
helps. Yeah.
Okay.
I can sleep through the night and it's fine. But what happened is a couple Saturdays ago, the phone rang, and on Carrie's nightstand is a modern wireless telephone.
Okay.
And on my, that has caller ID and everything. And on my nightstand, I have the princess phone with a bell that dates back to about 1978. Because we want to each have a phone on our nightstand because we don't want to have to reach over each other.
So what?
So I don't know who's calling. I have no idea who's calling.
Are you hooked up?
Of course,
okay.
Because I'm asleep.
All right.
It's about a little after 9 on a Saturday, and one of the greatest joys about a Saturday is you get to sleep till you wake up.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people.
Oh, in the morning.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, if you, like I, have to wake to an alarm every day,
mm-hmm.
you like to sleep until you just wake up.
That's nice.
So a little after 9.
I haven't done that in so long.
A little after 9, the phone rings, and Carrie is not budging to answer the modern wireless phone. So I go to the princess phone. But I pick it up.
Did you forget you had it?
No, and I had the mask on, and I've picked up, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to detach.
The
I'm
hose.
Not going to take the mask off.
Just the hose,
no, so
right.
to take the mask off, and the hose is... It sounds like, you know...
A tornado?
Well, yeah, it sounds like really, you know, like the Dorothy and Annie M are about to get into the storm cellar, because the hose is just laying there. And I say, hello? And again, I got no idea who it is. I have no idea who it is on the phone. And that is a sensation that most people don't have anymore. Everybody's cell phone has the caller ID.
Uh-huh.
And almost every hardline phone has caller ID. So this is the weird 1970s sensation of picking up a telephone and not knowing who's on the other end.
Who could it be? Who could it be now?
So I said, huh? And... It turns out it's our beloved friend, Kristen Chubbuck. And as you know, the Chubbucks are sort of a big deal in Leesburg.
Because they make up half the population.
Because they have 70 children. And she says, I have something to tell you about your husband. And I said,
oh, no.
I don't think you do because it's Rob. This is Rob on the telephone.
She says... She said, I assumed it was Carrie.
To tell you something,
what?
I didn't know. My brother
yes.
is like the His biggest pet peeve is how often he gets called ma'am at the drive-thru.
Oh, no. Does he have a high voice?
No, not really. It's just a normal voice, but he's so friendly.
Is it the way he carries himself? Okay.
So friendly.
See, I'm not that friendly. And my voice is not low. So the first thing I say to Kristen...
Did you hand your mask on? It's me. It's Rob. It's Rob.
And she says, "You sound so far away." I said, and at this point, I really should have taken the mask off, but I'm going to fight through it. I said,
"The reason I sound so far away is that I'm wearing my CPAP mask."
And she says, "It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Why aren't you awake?" I said, and at this point, I'm so frustrated, and I apologize to her later, Katie. I said to one of my best friends in real life, I just said,
"Leave me alone!"
No!
It's like the third sentence I said in an entire day. It's going to one of my best friends and saying, "Leave me alone!
Here's Carrie, and I'm a man!"
So for those of you who want to know how the CPAP mask is going, it's going pretty good.
Going pretty good till Saturday morning.
That's right. Exactly right. So that's what's going on with that. And I wanted to give the update. And it's lucky that I have a new mask and a new hose.
Yes.
But yeah, I am sleeping through the night. And on days that I don't wear, I did not wear it last night.
Why?
Because I just went to bed and Carrie was already asleep and the bedroom was jet black. And, you know, I have to fill it with the distilled water. And if I had it, it was going to become a whole thing. I just didn't want to deal with it.
It has to be your nightly routine. You have to do it every night.
I know. But also, you know what's better? I would rather die of sleep apnea than wake Carrie sometimes. It's a pretty good swap.
Okay.
Because I would have to, it's not just strapping it on. I got to put the water in and then close it and chunk it down and hook it up. And, you know, and so I just said, you know what, last night, I'm not going to do it. And this morning when I woke up, I did not feel that I had as restful a night's sleep as
I've
had.
I'm sure you did not.
However.
You even said when Dan and I got here that you felt tired.
However, I have not yet received the life-changing, oh my God, I can't believe what I ever did without this moment. It's still more of a pain in the ass than anything.
Well, you're not dead.
This is true. But then, the day is still young.
It's still early.
Now, we had a whole bunch of things planned for that segment.
Yep.
And we got to almost none of them.
Well, we kind of led up almost to the fact that it's back to school for everybody.
And also, it's the wedding season.
It is the wedding season.
And you're having things to do to get ready?
We have 3 weddings to go to in the next 2 months.
And you have to be careful about wedding yourself.
Uh-huh. I've discovered some things about ladies' undergarments that I find a little bit troubling.
Troubling?
Troubling.
Not in intriguing?
Troubling.
Not erotic?
No.
You're not going to say that word you hate.
No.
God forbid.
No, but we'll discuss it when we get back.
Very good. We're back after this. This is Cake and Cookies. And Kristen, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
This is a new kind of jingle.
A new kind of jingle?
It's a donut jingle.
A donut? Is it a commercial?
No, it's a donut jingle.
How is that?
Observe. It's Cake and Cookies. I'm Rob.
And I'm Katie.
And here comes segment 2.
WAVA. Look at you hitting posts and everything.
It's like my favorite package. Because it starts up with that helicopter sound.
Because you can talk over it.
It's so awesome. That's a top of the hour all-hit stager.
Bing bong, it's 6 o'clock.
28. This is the 28th episode of Cake and Cookies. And this is segment 2, usually the best segment of our 3-segment format.
We'll see. This one's supposed to rely on me.
No, it's going to be great.
Womp womp.
Oh, dear. I hate everything.
I do. Man.
You've had yourself a day.
I haven't, though. I just...
Well, then what brings it on? You when you texted me...
It's back to school.
You said you were salty.
I am salty.
We call you Pretzel. Because you're salty.
Call the dog Pretzel because she's salty.
She is salty. But back to school. Now, a lot of people, yeah. they're thinking, you know, back to school, why Dan and Katie don't even have children.
No. But I work with, we were teachers. Yet. And Dan works with teachers. So, like, back to school time is a very, very busy time for us work-wise.
You know what? We'll call you Pretzel because it's crunch time.
It's crunch time.
Call you Pretzel.
Call me Pretzel.
Because every day you cut the mustard.
Go into my house and you say that, and like both me and Presley are gonna look. What?
What?
Hers is gonna be like, do I have to go in timeout? And I'll be like, seriously, can you stop?
Yeah, just quit. Did we talk about you forgetting about her being in timeout?
No.
Let's attack that for just a second, please.
Presley had a bad week last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we actually touched on the last episode we did 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about how her behavior was shifting and not being as good. And that she was, you know, you didn't feel that she was on your side anymore.
That was, I thought Judd had left me.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But Presley.
But your household is like a souffle. And if just, even one ingredient is altered, the whole thing can fall.
The whole thing can fall.
Exactly. It's the Von Herman souffle.
Yeah. One side could be good. One side could be bad. It could all go bad. You just never know.
It tastes like beer, the Von Herman souffle.
Probably does.
It really does.
Half of it's wine, half of it's beer.
Mm.
So Presley, they got, okay, well, they went to the vet last week and they got shots and they got like their whole workup, the whole thing. It's the yearly checkup.
Was anything expressed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty business.
So they were.
That's why veterinarians don't bite their nails.
They were very displeased for the next 2 days.
The dogs were?
Yes.
Of course. Well, you violated them.
And it turns out they both have allergies.
Not, you know what? I'll say it right now. Not fair. Dogs shouldn't be allowed to be allergic.
Well, I guess it's been particularly bad this year, mm-hmm. more so than most.
Okay.
So a lot of dogs are having problems, and some signs to look for are they chew on their paws.
Okay.
And if you look between their...
Why would they do that?
I'm really not sure. It gets irritated. And if you look between their toes, it'll be pink in there. Not necessarily from their chewing it, but it's their reaction.
Now, you know, I have a lot of allergies.
They do their eye wipes where they like rub their face.
Like against the carpet, maybe?
With their paws against the carpet.
Linus has exhibited some of that. I have allergies, and I wonder if it's the same. I do sometimes on really particularly bad air quality days.
Mm-hmm.
I get itchy. My hands are itchy. My mm-hmm. arms are itchy. So maybe that's the same thing.
Possibly. But I also know, like...
Hold on. What was that, Carrie?
And you rub your face on the carpet.
When you rub your face on the carpet, I should not be here. That's just awkward.
Well, what happens is that between the carpet and my beard, I make enough static electricity. I can light up a Christmas tree for 10 minutes.
Stick balloons all over my face.
Yeah, but the rug burns. Just horrible.
Awful. So the other thing is they're out walking around in the grass.
Yeah, their face is in the source of the allergies.
So between their feet and their little snoots, like they are right in the pollen.
Right.
So I think that's what it has to do with.
Okay.
Turns out Presley's are really bad.
Really?
Like on the verge of they were like we're not going to put her on antibiotics right now. We don't think she's like.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah. They were concerned about her actually being sick.
Okay.
But she was okay, so we just started them on a regimen of Benadryl.
Okay, so they're not energetic.
Doesn't affect them that way.
Really?
Nope. One would think. One would hope.
Yeah, because we used to give Benadryl to the kids all the time, calm them down.
Oh man, I would totally do that.
Absolutely.
Benadryl, Tylenol, Ambien. I would throw that in their soup at night.
Milkshakes with rum.
Heck yeah.
Julia, it's time for bed. I'm already sleepy.
I'm so tired, Dad. Can I just go to bed?
I don't want to play with Littlest Pet Shop. And I don't
know
why
it's
Julia's
only six.
I don't know why Julia's voice is so low. Dad, why do the other kids laugh at my voice?
Because she's in slow motion.
That's right, exactly.
So
I don't care what happened to Harry Potter.
So we get them home, and they're just fit to be tied and
they've been violated. The routine has been upset, and they've been violated.
They both got shots, all kinds of shots.
Like
no, everything was... So they slept most of the day after the vet.
Sure.
Because they were tired. But then the next day, all hell broke loose in our house.
Starting at what time?
Probably 8:30
in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that about what time they rise?
No, they're late sleepers. Okay. I'm the first one to get up in the house.
Okay.
Dogs would be second. Actually, no. Let me
second and third.
Let me lay it out.
Dan and fifth.
Let me lay it off. First me.
Right.
Then Judd.
Can you assign a time to you most times? Broad strokes, of course.
8.
Okay, good.
Okay.
It's a great, you know what? That's a great time to get up.
Judd.
At?
9:30.
King Judd.
I get more done in that hour and a half.
Sure.
Than I will for the entire rest of the day.
So you can get up and leave the bed.
Heck yeah.
And he'll stay in it.
Not just Judd.
Oh, well.
Judd, Presley, and Dan.
That's right.
I don't mean crap to them.
No, you do, though.
I do not.
I think you do.
Pretty sure I don't.
Well, they give you that hour and a half to get up and get your coffee.
Let me even illustrate this for you.
Maybe a bath?
The second I get out of that bed.
Right.
One of these jerks, the fuzzy ones, not Dan.
Right. Well, he's pretty fuzzy, too.
It's true. But he got his hair cut.
He did.
Looks one great. Of these fuzzy jerks will immediately go to my warm spot.
Linus does that.
Yeah.
And I said, I complained, and Carrie says, well, of course he does. It's warm and it smells like you.
Yeah.
And that's because he loves you.
Yeah.
He does.
I'm sure. So.
Who is more likely to get to the warm spot, Judd or Presley?
Judd.
Okay.
Judd. Presley sleeps like a corpse. She sleeps like Dan.
Okay.
They both sleep like a corpse. Judd is. He'll do whatever. It doesn't matter.
All right. So.
Okay. So that's at 9:30 would be Judd.
Okay.
Around 10-ish, it's going to be Presley.
Pretzel's up and looking around. Probably looking for food.
No, they don't like to eat until about noon.
They've got a pretty nice life.
Yeah, I'm aware. So they go out.
Late breakfast on the lanai and please, the lake.
I feed them. I put the food out when I get up.
They just don't go to it. Okay.
Like they need to, they go outside, make sure that like nothing has disturbed their backyard.
And no dinosaurs.
No dinosaurs. Yeah. Right. Dinosaurs and chipmunks, masters of evil.
Exactly.
We can't have any part of that.
So it's now like nearly 10.
Mm-hmm.
Is Dan up yet?
Nope.
Okay. So that's an average day.
Yep.
The day after the vet though at 8:30. That's when all hell broke loose.
And by all hell, like the garbage man was, who's that on my street? And that's Presley.
So did the garbage man yell, who's that on my street? Or
no,
the dogs were yelling?
That was Presley.
Okay. I was just.
Presley was up in full force. She had slept the entire day before.
Right.
And she was up and pissed off.
And ready to protect.
Oh, that's her street.
Right.
You don't mess with my street.
No.
Get off my yard. So she's like howling. Then that little jerk face across the street, he's probably 7. He has taken to standing at the end of our driveway. Or this is my favorite.
So it's a little kid.
Yeah.
A boy?
Uh-huh.
What a dick.
Going around the side of our house and standing back in the woods.
To taunt them?
To howl at them. And they can't help it. He's like teasing them. So they are.
Is there something
howling.
Special about this boy that howls?
No, he's.
Just a jerk.
Just a jerk.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Why are you looking at me?
I liked him. I used to like him. He used to, like, in the middle of the summer, you could, like, every once in a while, I'd look out my office window and I'd see him, like, running through the sprinkler. And
you know what? You've mentioned this kid. And you said you like this kid. Yeah.
In his Superman pajamas. Mm-hmm. I thought I liked this kid. And then he started taunting my dogs and I'm through.
Well, the thing is when
his mom is right there.
When you
lets it happen.
When you attach the fact that you like him to the notion that he's running through the sprinklers in his pajamas and then he taunts dogs, he might not be right.
Dan feels he might.
He could be. I mean, there's several degrees.
That he should already be in school.
Yeah. School started already. Maybe he's homeschooled.
He's awfully tall.
Is he a big boy?
He's not a big boy.
How old is he? 7?
I feel like
if he's 7, he should be at least in first grade and maybe second.
I feel like he should be like in the first grade or something.
Yeah. Or maybe sort of more of a group study.
So there's only so much that I can get mad about
for
this.
Does he have hobbies?
He likes to run through the sprinkler with his...
This is not a good wintertime hobby. He's going to need to find something else.
When his dad goes to work in the morning, he rides his bike all the way down the sidewalk till he can't see him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think that's the sweetest thing ever.
Does this guy have a name?
I'd rather not say.
Just say his first name.
No.
What letter does it start with?
M.
Then let's call him Maddie. He's Maddie the special neighbor.
Okay.
Sometimes he brings you joy. Sometimes he brings you grief.
Yes.
But no matter what, it's always Maddie.
So Presley first gets worked up over the garbage men. And then once...
Maddie.
We'll say Maddie.
Yeah. M-A-T-T-Y.
Sure. Gets a whiff of it. He comes over and stands at the end.
How is his howl? So he's pretty artful about it.
He's good about it.
I was thinking it would be more.
And he's laughing the whole time. Like, he thinks it's the most hilarious thing ever.
I was thinking it would be more like.
Don't do it. He's not Lenny.
No, of course not. He's Maddie.
Okay.
He's Maddie. And you know what? I think that before long, he might be president of the Homeowners Association.
Probably already is.
He'll say, take off that light bulb because Maddie said so.
I live in Reston.
Yeah, he has no lights outside at night. So... This is not the way you wanted to start your day, obviously.
So this goes on for a few hours.
Right.
And
hours?
I'm trying to... Well, he would like leave and come back. And like it was really getting upsetting to me because the dogs...
You need to speak to his mother.
I think so. If it Mildred. Happens again, it hasn't happened since last Thursday.
Mildred Neighborman.
But... Former namers of the Loom Weavermans.
Yeah, well, you know, things just haven't been the same since the Weavermans left. Perhaps you know that I've lived here for some time.
Here's
my name
the
is
thing.
Mildred Neighborman.
They have a big dog themselves.
Uh-huh.
That is like the barkiest dog in the neighborhood.
Okay. So
it's just irritating.
Why don't you go and howl at that dog?
Because that's a big dog.
The dog will kill you. That's why you don't want to do it.
Because that is one big dog.
Just trying to noodle it through. That's all. So don't do that.
And I would never do that.
No, you wouldn't.
But
it's what if you had a few drinks, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Not tonight.
Well, not tonight. No.
I'm tired.
But you see, so, I mean, for example.
But it was, we just had
I'm just saying, I love Linus, but I do sometimes make the Elvis. You know, come see him. And
yeah.
It's fun.
It's funny. Right. This isn't funny.
No. No.
So Presley had to go into timeout a few times.
Now, people that if you're just joining us for the first time, Presley will go into timeout when you tell her to go to timeout.
All you have to do is say, timeout. Timeout right now. I think I did it just out of fun when you were over.
Yeah, you did.
Because I'm an
What? Don't say
oh,
that.
I didn't mean to.
That's fine.
Okay, so I totally made her go into timeout just because I thought it was funny.
It's like a party trick.
You've seen it. Like, she just trots her little self into
the bathroom. Powder room.
She sits down, and you close the door, and she just waits for you to let her out.
Now, I remember in one of the teaching books or the parenting books that I read is that a timeout should last 1 minute for every year that a child is old. Now, you're not going to put like a 2-year-old in timeout, but like a 3-year-old would be in a 3-minute timeout. How old is Presley?
In dog years?
No, in real years.
Almost. Well, she's 2.5.
So she's, well, and then in dog years, she'd be like 19.
Dogs don't, yeah.
And so how long is the timeout?
We just leave her in there for however long we feel.
How can you estimate it?
It depends.
All right.
On
the crime?
Usually, like how bad she's been, time of day also.
Whether or not mommy's had a glass of wine.
Usually, I would say it's like 5 minutes at the most.
Okay.
Like we don't leave her in there for very long.
That's solid.
Except for that one time.
The one time is what we're driving at.
Yes, the one time was last week.
Okay.
Now, I have discussed before how Presley will, for whatever reason, kind of put herself into timeout and shut the bathroom door behind her.
Yeah, because she's emo.
We're really not sure about it.
Yeah.
And when she's ready for her to be let out of timeout, or we haven't yet found her in the bathroom, she'll pound on the door.
Right.
Well, I put her in timeout. I had a couple conference calls.
Sure, busy. Day gets away from you.
Sending some emails. I was doing all kinds of stuff. I even had the door to my office closed.
You were really focused on getting the job done.
And then I hear. I'm like, what the heck is going on? What is Dan like hammering something? What's going on? So I ping Dan. I'm like, what's that noise? And he goes, I don't know. I thought it was coming from your office. And I was like,
now hold on. So Dan hears this noise but doesn't care?
No, and I don't really care either.
No, but you gotta care.
I only care because I thought it was Dan.
Okay. Dan thought it was you but didn't care.
And then when Dan said that he didn't know, I immediately, this is my reaction. Oh my God. And I zipped up like a lightning bolt.
You right away knew what it was.
Oh, I knew. I knew. And I opened the door and Presley, because she is she's a beagle.
Right.
And they're vocal. Presley essentially like dresses me down.
Oh.
She does this number.
Complaining. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like putting her head down, like she's, it's a whole thing.
Was it the equivalent, let me guess, the equivalent, if you could make it into be people talk, it was, I don't know what was on your mind, this is not acceptable, you have left me in timeout, I've been pretty good about this in the past, I have gone into timeout on my own, but you have way, way overstepped, lady.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you got.
That's what I got. And then I was like, you want some snuggles? Like, I just didn't even know what to do. She sidesteps me and goes outside.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm never getting her back. First, Judd left me last week to go sleep with his grandparents.
And now
I've lost Presley.
This one's on you, though. This one's definitely on you.
This was my fault.
Now, how are things with Judd?
You know what?
What?
Things with Judd are better.
I thought they might be.
He and I have made up.
Uh-huh.
We have since also spent the night again at his parents' house.
Okay.
And Judd...
When you say his, we should say you mean Dan and not Judd's parents.
Oh, Dan's parents' house.
Because like there's some doghouse in the backyard. We're going out to spend the night with Judd's parents.
That sounds a little strange.
It does.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Judd.
I brought you a bottle of wine and a rawhide.
I thought you might like it. So we stayed the night over there again, and I expected it.
Right.
I thought to myself, all right.
You mentally prepared.
Bigger bed, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I went through the whole thing of like, you know, my separation. No anxiety.
Preparing for the separation to prevent anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was weird though. Instead of like going up first thing at the beginning of the night and then coming down first thing in the morning, he probably two different times in the middle of the night, like would come down to us and be like, my humans are here.
Now,
I think he's confused.
Well, I think there might be confusion. And also, you know, a lot of times this summer.
Mr. Rob.
Yes, Judd. How you been?
I'm okay. They took me to the doctor last week.
Did he touch you in that place that you don't like to be touched?
I got shots. They did stuff to my butt.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know what I've always said about that?
No.
I say, that's okay, but only after like 4 dates.
I don't know, Mr. Rob.
I was only
that
kidding,
lady
Judd.
Was so nice to me.
And then not nice at all.
And then all of a sudden, what the heck? Mr. Wob.
I know. Let me ask you a question,
Judd. That's how they get you.
I know. Okay. Now, Judd, during the summer, you know my humans, Carrie and Robert and Julia.
Mm-hmm.
You've not met Robert and Julia, but you know about them.
Mm-hmm.
They went on some trips. And sometimes me and Robert would be gone. Sometimes Julia and Carrie would be gone. And when they leave, your buddy Linus, he gets worked up because he likes to know where everybody is. It's a herding instinct.
I wish all my humans were in the same place.
Do you think the problem...
It's hard for me to keep tabs on everybody.
When you go
Hi,
over,
Tab!
When you go over to Baron von Herman's castle and you go and visit Dan's parents...
It's Callie's casa.
Okay, when you go there...
Miss Callie's the sweetest.
The dog. It's the dog. And, your she's girlfriend.
Like, no. She's like my grandma.
But she's a little hot, right?
She's pretty special.
So
her coat it glistens in the sunshine.
Now when you're over there and you're surrounded by all your favorite
her
humans.
Her ears are softer than mine.
Do you nuzzle them?
Not really. She's not into that.
But what are you into? Sometimes it's about you.
I'm into really like chest rubbins.
Yeah. It's nice.
Can't handle myself with those.
You kind of lose control?
Kinda.
But Callie doesn't do that, does she?
No. Callie shares her toys.
No, that's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're over at the chateau, I think it's Chateau von Herman, isn't it what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
When you're over there, does it trouble you mostly that all the humans split up at night, as mm-hmm. opposed to being at home when the humans stay together?
We got to be a pack, Mr. Rob.
And you want to herd them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if...
So that means since they don't do that, I just have to check on them lots.
A lot, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your job.
I am so tired, Mr. Rob, when I come home from that house, just because I am protecting everybody.
And there's no one else helping you out.
Oh, pfft. No way.
Tell me about it.
Pretzels can't be relied on to do nothing. She gets locked in time. She puts herself in timeout.
I know.
She's dumb as a box of rocks.
I know. So what?
Callie's an old lady.
What?
I gotta do this.
A classy lady.
I gotta do this for her.
What if the next time you were over at the chateau, all the humans slept in one bed like the grandparents did in Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're okay with your mom?
I love my mom.
Because, you know, she doubted you a couple weeks ago.
She, and I understand that. I ditched her. I did.
You bugged out on her.
I ditched her.
Yeah.
But I won't do it again.
Well, but you'll check on the other people.
I'll check on everybody. I gotta make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be.
This is what you do.
And then sometimes I will still snuggle my mom.
Well, I think that's sweet.
Okay.
Thank you for coming by.
Bye, Mr. Rob.
Bye-bye. Play you out. Because... I know.
What?
I know. You wanted to text me a question about Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I've been reading the books.
How's that working out?
My only problem with the books is...
Murder, She Wrote books.
Yeah. Okay, A, I get really caught up in them, and then I have to read them in a day. So I'm getting very little sleep.
What is the...
My second problem... This
the
is
reading
a,
level.
No, this is a big problem.
Of the books. Are they like at a... are they as elevated as, say, like a Harry Potter level? Or are they more like a Hardy Boys level? I mean, are they designed for a very, very hungry mind? Or more of a sort of a devil may care, easygoing mind?
It's like the show.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a Hardy Boys level.
Level-wise, but it's a classier.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not, it's not about boys.
Well, I'm not trying to say that she's running around in like a jalopy.
No.
I mean, she's not going down to the malt shop.
I did have to look up the word jitney.
Jitney is a small vehicle or conveyance.
It's like a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have called me.
I didn't have to. I looked it up.
So you've been reading the Murder, She Wrote books in a day.
I figured out what my problem is. There are often...
Just one?
Well, no, I figured out the root of the problem.
Okay.
There are often, like, grammar, spelling, like, strange mistakes.
Really? Like, that got past, like, a copy editor?
Yeah. But here's why I think there are. I think that these were scanned in from, like, a PDF-type file, and not everything translates. So for
oh, I understand.
For instance, one
like
thing,
characters don't always come across right.
For instance, like the word corner, CORNER.
Uh huh.
9 out of 10 times, it's spelled comer, COMER.
What kind of book are you reading? Is this some sort of dirty book?
No, it's supposed to be corner, and
I
then
understand.
you get to the point where you can kind of get past it.
You know what
or
I bet it is?
Or there's like a hyphen. To extend a word, a word that should carry over.
Yeah, split word.
And it doesn't carry over. It's like in the middle of the sentence in the format that I have.
They're using some sort of visual scan technology that is not tuned in to the font, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that it's being scanned from some sort of PDF and the font isn't, it's not, they don't match.
Do you think this is something you should report to Sheriff Amos Tupper?
I've thought about it. Mort Metzger's dead, so we can't tell him.
Was that John Astin? No, John Astin just got locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this, these are like real published books though.
Yes.
That's weird. I've never heard of that.
And not all of it, like it's still going on. They're still being written.
Right. But not by J.B. Fletcher.
No. It says they're written by somebody and Jessica Fletcher.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. By the way, I finished the Penny Marshall book.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Did you?
Loved it. And I'll pass it on to my mom. But you know,
it was such a good book.
That book had like three or four pretty glaring typos in it.
Yes.
Did you notice this as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got the hard copy, right?
Yes.
I just immediately assume it has to do with the fact that I have the Kindle.
No, there was, for one thing, I think twice they spelled Gary Marshall's name, that's right, with one R as opposed to two. And I mean, that's,
what?
And that's, I mean, that's like something that I would see if it was a one-time mention that, you know, because Gary is usually mm-hmm. a one-word name, but it was consistent through the whole book, but then they messed it up like twice. And there's a couple other spelling errors and stuff. It really bothered me.
What's going on with like the state of our...
I paid retail for that.
I did too, but on a Kindle.
I know.
I mean, I didn't even get to hold on to the thing.
And by the way, when Penny Marshall hears this.
Right.
Quit smoking.
She needs to quit smoking.
It's killing me. I hate it. It's killing her. But she got to a point where she talked about flipping brilliant. She's amazing. Folks, this is My Mother is Nuts. It's a great read, and it'll she's so much more than Laverne.
I had no idea. You know what I really didn't realize?
Yes.
That she dated Art Garfunkel
for a long time.
And like they had like such adventures together.
Between Art Garfunkel and Rob Reiner. She mostly likes guys with bad hairlines. That must be her thing.
Some of us have that fault.
And also the weird thing about her is that anytime she opened a comedy movie, she'd like fly to Sri Lanka. She wouldn't be in the country when she opened a comedy.
No, she never wanted to. She was so afraid of like the critics and everything. She would leave the country every time something great would happen to her.
People are talking about, you know, some of the hot books that they're reading and the stuff that's on the bestseller list. Mm-hmm. And I'll usually reply to them. Yeah, I'm almost done with Penny Marshall's autobiography.
Yeah.
And I can just hear on the other end of the phone, just, you know, that sound in a movie when you hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Click.
But it was so good. Even starting with like her like personal account, the very beginning of the book starts out with her being robbed.
Oh, it's a great story.
I'm not giving anything away. There's no spoilers or anything like that. She's getting robbed, but she is getting robbed in only the way that Penny Marshall would get robbed.
Yeah.
With this just like matter of fact, all right, can you let me take off this mask?
Yeah, because she's wearing a makeup mask.
She was wearing
right?
like a makeup mask, and she was like, eventually someone's going to show up.
Yeah.
And I need to take this
off. I can't
off
look like
this.
Right. The other thing that totally surprised me
is that she doesn't drive.
She does not drive. That she was almost an extra in a movie in the 1960s. And because her brother asked her to, she approached Jack Klugman, who was starring in the movie, and said, I don't really do a Penny Marshall voice, but I'll do what I can. She said, "My brother is making The Odd Couple and he wants you to be in it."
Yes.
And so that's the reason Jack Klugman was approached to be in one of my favorite TV shows of all time, is that an extra approached him. So anyway, that's a great book. Please, Jesse Fletcher, Jess, work on your grammar.
It's bothering me.
All right. We've got so much going on and I hate to keep moving along, but we're running out of time already.
I know.
It is the wedding season.
It is the wedding season.
Have you been to a wedding yet?
Have we been to a wedding this year? No, okay, not yet.
But you have several in the future.
We have
the future.
Three in the next 2 months. Which
That's
is
a lot.
Which is kind of a lot for me anyways. You get to a point, I think, where like you have that big influx of weddings when you're in your like mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
And then again when you're in your mid to late 30s.
Well, those are the second marriages.
Right.
That's right.
I kicked off wedding season 2 years ago.
Depending on how they did in the divorce from the first wedding,
right,
is going to determine where they're registered for the second. They may or may not need a blender, Dan. So make sure you check that list.
Now, two of the weddings that we have to go to are out of town.
Okay.
Okay.
Like out of the D.C. metro?
Yeah. Like
drivable
West Virginia. Like
West
6 Virginia. Hours.
Okay, so drivable.
Yes. But still... Was?
I know the music went minor. Yeah. It's not as good as the front, is it?
It's a little bit sad.
Yes,
we have to drive 6 hours. Wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah, wah. If the iPad knew that you had a pretty good car, it wouldn't have gone minor.
Right.
It's nice. It's a good drive.
But so we have to leave the dogs with his parents, and that's fine. But
right.
Then there's all the stuff of like, these are people, the actual people that are getting married.
Right.
I am in close contact with. In fact, they live here. So I know them really well. Of course, I'm going to the wedding.
Essentially, it is something that is uncommon, the West Virginia destination wedding. So many people go to like, oh, I don't know, the Bahamas.
It's like at one of those like fancy sort of outdoor resorts.
Okay.
In the mountains.
So you'll end up having a good time.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. We're going to have a great time. My parents have a cabin about 20 minutes away.
Stabbing cabin.
So we're going to, ew, it's my parents.
I know. But maybe you could, they can loan it to somebody, a young fellow. Don't look at me like that.
Oh my God.
I know. You know, but so, you know, I wasn't referring to them.
So we're going to meet my parents for dinner right. on Friday and then all day Saturday.
Please erase the image from your mind. I didn't mean
wedding activities.
You're giving me the bad look now. I can't.
And
do
then
this.
And then we're leaving on Sunday.
Got a name for
but
the show though.
At any rate. Write it down.
I am.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to go do dinner with the folks.
Yeah.
You're taking Friday off.
Taking Friday off.
Okay.
Okay, going to go see my parents.
Right.
Because I haven't seen them in so long.
Right.
And it's going to be really nice to see them, even if it's like not at home or whatever.
Right.
They're meeting us there. So that'll be good. And then the wedding is a lot of people that I haven't seen in like 15 years.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely stoked. What's it called? Self-esteem.
Yeah.
To see these people on some level when you get to, you know, okay, you know, I can. So these are the things that I need to do this week. I need to get a pedicure.
Okay.
I need to color my hair.
Right.
If I were a fancier girl, I would go get it cut and colored.
But you will do it.
I'm going to do it myself.
Okay. Your pedicure, is that a go out thing or are you going to do that?
I think I'm going to go out and get that done.
Okay.
I'll see what I can get done after the time of my hair.
Okay.
If my hair turns out well, I might go for gusto and try to do like the toenail painting myself, but I'm pretty messy when it comes to that job.
Okay.
I'm not good at painting nails.
Okay, understood.
But they need to be...
These must be addressed.
Addressed.
Right.
I would ideally like to get all the laundry done before I leave the house.
Okay.
I like to come home to a clean house. If I leave the house,
But keep in mind, that is a luxury. That is not something that's going to prevent you from going to the wedding.
Nope. But I need that. And I 100%, this is like in a perfect world,
right.
I'd like to get a spray tan.
Really? Do you do that?
Like,
have you done that?
Twice a year for weddings.
I had no idea. See, I just go out and I bronze.
I did it.
I lay on the deck and I bronze.
Yeah, you and your alabasterness. I do it for special occasions.
Okay, I had no idea.
I did it for the TMOS show at the State Theater.
Did you really?
Yeah, just because I knew it was going to be up in the bright lights and I didn't want to like hurt anybody.
Yeah, you wanted to look chocolatey brown.
Well, no. I don't even.
Because you know what? I know.
I don't even come close to. I go for the lightest. Lightest shade, and
I've
all it
married,
does is sort of smooth out your skin tone.
I've been married a long enough time that I wasn't going to say that you didn't look tan at the State Theater, because that's not what you wanted to hear at that point. It surprises me, A, that you do it, and that B, you did it at the State Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But you did look great at the State Theater, so what happens, it was subtle.
That's the thing. I go with the lightest. There are like different stages that you can choose. I go with the very lightest one, and it's not even that I look tan.
Just less white?
No, it just sort of smooths out your skin tone.
How do they do it? Is it like an aerosol?
Uh-huh.
Like in a can?
No.
Do you shake it till you hear the BB?
Well, I mean, there are some people that pay to have somebody like stand with you and like do the whole thing with
right.
like, it's not a can. It's like a gun.
Wow.
So but that's not what I do. I'm much cheaper than that.
What, do they dip you?
No, you go.
Like an Easter egg?
The dip!
It's paws. It's the paws egg.
It's what's the rabbit? Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Not the dip!
It's a, and that's when, what's his name? Who was Christopher Lloyd, the character name? But he says, we shall try them and execute them.
So, no, you go, you stand up in this thing and there are four.
Well, what thing?
It's a little machine about the size of your desk. Here.
Okay, but you stand.
You stand in the middle of it.
Is it like, is it like when you go through a...
Can I finish? I'll just tell you how it is.
But I'm picturing in my mind, nothing bad, nothing untoward, but you are nude, right?
Yes.
Okay, but I'm not picturing that.
But you put this stuff on your hands and your feet, and because they like suck up more...
Okay.
Of the juice than right. anything. You put on a little hairnet.
Uh-huh.
You stuff these little like thingies, like a swimmer thing up your nose.
Sounds great so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the booth that scans you in the security?
Yepper.
At an airport.
Sure is.
That's what I was picturing. Okay.
So it has 4 feet prints on the floor, and they're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4. And you get in, and like the automated voice says, "Please place your feet on."
Please place your feet.
Stop. Please place your feet on numbers 1 and 3.
Okay.
And before you get in, like they tell you, like you have to stand a certain way, like kind of with your arms out a little bit.
Like you're on the cover of a Charlie's Angels TV show.
Not quite like that.
Because that's how you're standing right now.
Right. But yeah, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, your feet have to go on the feet thing, and they're a little bit further apart than, you know, what's comfortable. And then this thing blows past you, and it goes up and then down.
Yeah.
And then the dryers come on, and they dry that, like, portion of you.
Right.
And then it's...
Is there an appreciable odor?
You can have it. It doesn't really smell like anything at all. You can have a scent added to it.
What are the scents they offer?
I don't know.
Like vanilla or roast beef or...
Probably like vanilla. I believe there's I'm trying to...
Lavender would probably be a go-to.
Like a desert rose. Probably a coconut.
Oh, you know what's very popular? Potato skins.
Mm-hmm.
With the bacon.
Everybody wants to smell like
bacon. It's like going into TGI Fridays.
Oh, heck yeah. So, and then you turn, and then it sprays, and then it blows you off, and then you turn again, and you do that.
It blows you off. He's like, I'm going to talk to you later.
You do that 4 times. Then you get out, and immediately you're going to, like, take a wet wipey thing and go over your hands and the bottom of your feet, because you'll wind up orange.
Okay, understood.
And then that's it. Like, you're dry. So you just like take off the hairnet, pull out the nose plugs. Oh, and the little glasses.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But
you do this? How much does this cost?
Like $30.
Wow. I don't know if I thought it would be more or less. The whole thing is so absolutely foreign to me.
But I don't.
Do you think I would fit in the booth?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
nice. But I'm not I'm not going to go tanning to look better. I don't want to fry my skin or anything like that. But it's just like a nice sort of polished look.
It's not unlike getting your hair done or getting your nails done. It's just adding to
it. It's actually like very much like getting your nails done or getting your hair done. Like, I would say I liken it more to like getting your nails done.
But you're getting your whole body done.
But I don't get my hands done.
Okay.
I never paint my fingernails.
Why not?
They grow too fast. I keep them really short.
I do too. Mine as well. I don't have beautiful, long, luxurious nails. No.
I do paint my toenails.
Yes.
I'll do that by myself. This jobber, I did that by myself.
Well, those look fine.
No, they don't. If you get up close, it's not a pretty scene.
Well, you know what? I'm not all into that.
So if I have some time this week, I'll try to go get my pedicure. But anyways, it's a whole lot of effort to go to this thing. And I bought this dress.
Do you think the tan will last for more than one of the weddings?
No, they last like... 7 to 10 days.
Okay. All right. Maybe you should go darker.
I don't think it'll...
Get 2 weeks out of it.
I don't think it lasts the same way.
Okay.
I don't think it, like, fades quite
It just
quite
goes away. It's like an old soldier. It never dies.
I think if you scrubbed really hard, it, like, would come off, maybe. Like
with a nail brush?
I really don't know.
Hey, you know what?
I don't.
What if you got, like, masking tape and wrote the name of the bride on your stomach?
Melissa.
And then you can say, I've got something to show you. And
then I hike up my dress.
Yeah, and then...
The only problem is like, I'd have to, like, completely get naked because I've got, like, my Spanx suit on underneath.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to talk about that. You had to research Spanx, which is this the modern-day girdle?
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, as a guy that grew up watching the Three Stooges,
mm-hmm.
there's always the huge lace-up girdle that looked very complicated.
There's no lace-up or anything. It's just like stretchy
that
material.
That would be more of a corset, I guess.
Yeah. It's just like stretchy material. So I tried to figure out which one to get, and I don't like...
Well, like which size or...
No, like do I want a slip, which would be like a dress kind of thing. It goes under a dress as like the skirt-type bottom.
All right.
Or do I want like the shorts?
So if it's like a skirt thing, doesn't it just push your legs together?
Yeah, see, and I don't want that because...
You'd walk like Mrs. Wiggins on the Carol Burnett show.
I was thinking Morticia Adams.
Exactly, but the same thing, right?
That's why I was like, I don't really want that. Plus, I'm thinking if you're squished in that much with like your legs together, I'm thinking chafe.
Yeah. It's going to encourage it.
I'm not like a huge girl, but I don't want to chafe.
And besides, we're not out of the humid months yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So I... You know.
So you didn't do that?
No. So I went with like the it's like shorts, and then it comes up to your waist, like high up under your boobs.
Your bust line.
Yes.
Please keep it classy.
It comes up high.
Uh-huh.
And then it has like little straps, almost like suspenders on the side, so you can wear like a regular bra.
Dan, you're a lucky man.
I know. It's going to be attractive.
It really is.
There's not a chance in the world that Dan will ever be able to watch me put this on or take this off.
Well, do you think there's a chance in the world you'd be able to do it without his help? I mean, you really might. What you've described to me may require assistance.
If it requires assistance, I'm going commando. I can't.
Really? As bad as all that?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah. But what I found out, what took me so long to like decide on the whole thing was I couldn't figure out how you pee. Like, if you have to pee, what do?
Yeah, you call Dan.
So I...
Bring the scissors!
I was like, do you get completely undressed? Like, you have to take off your dress.
Right.
Unhook these shoulder straps. Like, right. Completely undressed.
Roll it down. Go pee.
I come to find out.
Yes?
There's like a flap.
Well, I know.
For number one, apparently...
Oh, on the Spanx.
Yeah.
Okay.
For number two...
Yes?
Yeah, that's not possible.
Which is really a problem because with all that pressure...
I don't...
It might bring it along.
I think I'll be
it
fine.
It might accelerate things.
I don't go that often, so it's fine.
What but kind of food are they serving? What kind of chow are they serving?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if it's a buffet of like...
Beef stew.
And raisins. You're screwed.
Like prune juice and vodka.
And you're going to say, psst, Dan, help me with the straps.
No, Dan, forget this. We're going back to the room right now.
Get a box cutter.
No, forget your leftovers. We're going. We're moving right now. You can come back later. I don't care.
You need to get a box cutter and meet me in room 312 and hurry. I don't want to see your shirt touch your back.
So there's don't knock. Just come on in.
Does the flap, is it like a Velcro flap?
No, apparently if you...
This is so bad.
I had to Google this for a week to figure this out.
Wow. And so what? Describe how the flap does.
No, I haven't seen it yet. It doesn't
arrive. When does this arrive?
It arrives tomorrow.
I'm so excited that you bought this through Amazon at the Mike O'Mara Show link.
I did, actually.
Which is...
How else do you use Amazon?
I don't know. I use the flap. Amazon so, flap.
I don't... Somehow...
It's amazon.com/flap.
Apparently, somehow, when you sit... a certain way, squat or something. I don't know. I'm guessing I am going to take 20-minute bathroom breaks, get completely undressed, and come back out.
Now, is the material, is it porous?
Of the Spanx?
Yeah. Or is it like rubber?
No.
Because...
And no. So, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, let's say, if God forbid...
Is it rubber?
I mean, it has to have
it's
stretch.
It's not a wetsuit. Okay.
If you were to go and like go to the buffet and get your beef stew and raisins,
mm-hmm.
and you had to fart, is the fart going to be contained?
No.
Are you going to inflate?
It's like, no, I think it's like a cotton spandex material.
Okay, that's fine.
It is breathable.
Sure.
Okay.
So you're not going to be saving up farts?
I don't think so.
Wedding farts.
Or better yet, a fart that would like scoot all the way up your back and come out between your shoulder
oh
blades.
Oh my God, you would feel it crawling up. It would look like when we used to make the bed, as soon as we would put the sheet on the bed, our cat would jump under it. And you could see the cat rocking around under the sheet, but it would just look like a movable lump.
What's this breeze on my neck?
Yeah. Oh my God. I think there's some wind blowing off the treatment plant. Boop! Just pop right out. So keep me updated. Keep me updated about the flap and the fart bubble.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Please do. Real quick before we break.
Yes.
I want to tell you about my kids. They're back in school.
Yes. So, okay. We saw you the night before back to school day.
Right.
We went to the Grease sing-along, all of us together. It was super fun. But no, nobody there, not even you and Mrs. Spiewak, were excited about back to school.
No, no. Robert actually had a little bit of excitement going because this is his first year in middle school.
Okay.
He's sixth. Julia's in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. They're going to the same school for the first time in a couple years, and Julia's thrilled. They're on the same bus.
Oh, no.
Which Julia doesn't care for. Do you realize, and I don't know, Carrie, is it official or just sort of understood that the sixth graders are in the front of the bus, seventh in the middle, and eighth in the back? Is that official or just what the kids do?
I think it's what the kids do.
It's what the kids do.
And that makes sense for me.
So, but it's, there's no, there's just a lot of, you know, friction between them because they're on the same, they're in the same scope now. They're both in the same school.
And Robert is. One second. Hold yeah. on. Speaking of friction.
Yeah.
Carrie, how do you feel about Spanx? Do they keep you from chafing?
Yes.
They do?
Yep.
Okay, that's...
If you wear the underpants and they're too small for you, then they make you throw up and have to take them off in a restroom.
That happened to a friend of yours?
Yes, we'll call her a friend of mine.
So a friend of Carrie's...
I know her very well.
...wore the Spanx underpants to a restaurant, uh-huh. and they were too small.
Wow.
And they made her throw up in the restaurant. She had to take them off.
What restaurant is that, Carrie?
I think she was on vacation.
Oh. Oh,
her friend was on vacation.
Over the winter.
Oh.
Spring break.
Did her husband stay at home?
He did.
Yeah. Probably had a hard time getting away from his high-powered job.
I wish Carrie had told me about her friend before I placed my order.
Well, we'll see how you do.
I did order a size up.
Good.
Just
good.
In case.
Well, they shouldn't be loose, though.
I don't need, like, squishing in. I just want a smooth line under my pretty dress.
I hear you.
And, shut up.
And no one,
I hear you.
And no one would want anything other than that for you.
Right.
So after the Grease sing-along, we
My
got
God,
home.
Now I'm concerned.
And it was like about 9:30 when we got home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, and I'm as guilty as anybody, we decided to get things in order for the next day.
Oh, no. Oh.
So, and it wasn't great. And Robert has been off any sort of human schedule all summer. I kind of let the kids do whatever they wanted all summer.
He was sleeping till like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, every day.
He woke me up playing Minecraft at 4:30 a.m.
Yep.
Last night?
No, just about a week and a half ago. So I mean, he's on.
Oh my God.
He's on a like a computer programmer schedule. He's sleeping when he's tired, and then sleeping until he wakes up. So the first day after school last year, what we did is we took the kids to Benihana,
mm-hmm.
and it was a really great night out. That's a restaurant that everyone in the family really likes. It's fun. It's jive, you know, with the show and the chopping, but the food is good, and the kids love it. Well. We were all ready to go, and at about 5:30, we went to get Robert, and he was not just dozing. He was gone. Like, shake him, and he goes, hum, nom, nom, nom. I said, you got to get up. We're going to Benihana half an hour. I said, come on, we're going to go get it. We get lobster. We get steak. We're going to have a great time. We're going to make the onion volcano. He's gonna go without me. He's gonna stay.
Oh my God, he was dead.
He's dead to the world. And so we tried that on Monday. We tried it on Wednesday and again on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Every night after school. Now, to give the boy credit, he made it to school on time and chipper every morning.
Nice.
But he crashed when he got home.
So did he sleep all the way through the night, or did he like get up in the middle of the night and play Minecraft?
You know what? I think he slept through the night. And he's sort of on a better schedule now.
I would imagine.
But the thing that pissed me off is that I knew when we left Greece on Sunday night that Monday night I was going to go to Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about filet mignon and lobster. And I just said, that's going to be great.
Oh, man.
It's going to be really great.
When you
great.
Look forward to something.
Yep. And I started thinking about it. And so Monday night didn't happen. And so instead of filet mignon and lobster, I got 2 chicken tenders that the kids didn't finish.
Oh.
Not exactly a good. And it kept building because I thought Wednesday. And then finally got it on Saturday. And it was every bit worth it. And the
nice.
Reason I'm telling you this story, and we had a great
happy
chef.
First week back to school.
Exactly. We were seated at a hibachi, the four of us, with another couple, and we told the server that it was their wedding anniversary. They were dating, not married. We said it's their wedding anniversary, so they each got the world's smallest scoop of ice cream. It looked like the ice cream is served by
but the happiest.
Yeah, like served by one of those dishers you use to make cookies.
A melon baller?
Exactly. Yeah. So they got exactly a melon ball sized piece of ice cream and a digital photo. But I thought it was nice. We gave back.
I like that. That's nice.
But the reason that I brought you here is that I want to tell you that Julia and I played the Charlie Chan game at Benihana.
What is that?
Now, I'm binge watching two things right now, and I go back and forth. Rockford Files, which I love. Carrie likes a lot. Carrie doesn't love it. She likes it a lot. Mm-hmm. And the kids will put up with. I love the Rockford Files, and I'm almost done with season three. So I'm going through that. But the other thing I'm binge watching are Charlie Chan movies. And those are from the
1930s. You were talking about this the other day.
1930s and 40s. And I do love them too. But when I put a Chan movie on, the kids scatter like cockroaches when you turn a light on.
Not their bag.
Pew, 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 all directions. And the other night, just to give you an example, I'm in the room up there and I say, should we watch Rockford or Charlie Chan? And without missing a beat, Julia goes, I don't like Charlie Chan. And Carrie says, I don't either. Okay. And Robert says, you better watch Rockford. So that's what's going on. But the one thing that Julia has latched onto in Charlie Chan is his catchphrase, which is, thank you so much.
Oh, dear.
And it's great. These are the older movies with Warner Oland, and everything is, thank you so much. And I got to our hibachi, the table, at Benihana, and I said, Julia, every time anyone does anything for us tonight, we have to say thank you so much.
Do you know
and
how
it
much
can't be thank you so much. It has to be thank you so much.
Do you know how much fun that's going to be when she can drink?
I know.
That's going to be the best drinking game ever.
It was really great when I got two Mai Tais into the evening, too. Oh, I love me a rum-based beverage. And so
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take another drink.
Exactly. Pow. And then I don't know if he knew what we were doing or not, but the guy, not the chef, but the server, the guy that brought us drinks and salads and stuff, he brought me the check. And I said,
no.
Here's my credit card. He said, thank you so much. I do think when all was said and done, Julia won. Julia was really good at it that night.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show there's always a game that can be played.
Yes.
Yes, and that's the Charlie Chan game. But the kids hate the movies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break.
We got to take a break. I have to pee so bad.
We just did like 53 minutes, so
I
understand.
It's the longest I've ever gone.
So until the next time you go. When we come back, we will entertain your questions and hopefully you too. A really quick segment of getting to know you on Cake and Cookies. Back after this. It's the first time you've actually requested a good jingle.
Give me a good jingle.
So you care now.
I've always cared.
But do you care desperately?
I'm never desperate.
Amen, sister.
77 WABC, the fun capital of New York City. Fun.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. The third segment, the heralded third segment. If the second is the most popular segment, the third is certainly the most loved.
Okay.
Deep inside me, I find great joy in the fact that I discuss the show's formatics like anyone cares.
Nobody cares.
Including the fact that we have a radio station that plays this show. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
The only people that care are you and me.
That's right. And you not as much.
I do care.
About the formatics, though?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, you're OCD.
And for the most part, though, I do understand and realize that, and this is a test for all the listeners out there.
Yes?
If you listen to completely the end, all the way through the third segment of this show.
Right.
I want someone to start a thread that says, I always listen through the third.
Okay.
And everyone else, I want this on the Facebook, everyone else says me too.
That's all they have to say?
I think it's going to be like four people.
What if they do me and the number two? Is that acceptable?
Totally.
But you know what? I think we have more that listen through, and I'll tell you why.
I listen through the third.
A lot of people have been discovering the Easter eggs, and that almost requires
going through
the third.
You don't think they just like fast forward through it?
They fast forward to the egg?
They might.
Well, they could be. Who knows? I mean, it's hard to say. Do you listen to the third or through the third?
I do.
Absolutely.
But I'm also some sort of like whore that listens to her own show.
You're not a whore.
No, but I mean, like,
how many times have I offered you money?
That's not the right word.
And you say, no, I'm no whore.
No chance.
I'm no common trash.
No, what am I looking for?
Besides, a whore doesn't wear Spanx. A whore wears a corset. A complicated lace-up corset.
I don't think they wear anything at all.
Well, not when the rubber hits the road.
Hi-yo!
Certainly not. But you know what today is?
Tuesday!
No, wait! No, it's not what I meant to play.
Is that what you meant to play?
I did not. But today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. You know what that means. We're gonna have a special guest. So get out the broom. Sweep the place clean and dust off the mat so the welcome can be seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Roll out the carpet, strike up the band, and give out with a hip hooray.
Hip hooray!
Wiggle your ears and drink up some beers. We're gonna present a guest today.
Cause Tuesday is guest star day.
Tuesday.
You know, it's a great song.
Tuesday.
But there's a problem.
Tuesday.
We don't have any guests.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Although it is nice to have our spouses.
Yes.
And I think that's a nice touch.
It's my fave.
It is. Cake and cookies. We actually, I used the Twitter today. I tweeted. And I said, cake and cookies tonight. Any questions? And once again, our listeners never let us down. So let's get through as many of these as we can.
Knock these out.
And I'm not going to answer any of the bad questions.
Oh, no.
That jerk.
I don't address the bad questions.
I'm still not over that.
Well, Stephanie, why would Maculek. You be? Who says, who puts on there, don't even bother asking a question because they only answer the good ones?
Right.
Well, hello, step up your game.
Yeah, try a little harder. And you know what? Jeez. Maybe it's a grammar issue. Maybe you're trying to type corner and it comes up comer. No one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
No, you know who doesn't want that? Stephanie Maculek. And here's what she writes.
Okay.
Dear Casey, with as many friends that you both have on Facebook, do you hide the majority of your followers or do you spend time reading their timelines as they post? I know that you can hide stuff so it doesn't come up on your timeline. Do you do mm-hmm. that? Do you have 5,000 friends?
No.
How many?
Maybe two or something. I don't know.
Two friends?
No, like 2,000.
2,000 friends. Okay.
I don't have that many.
You know what? That would be a better initiative than a thread about the third is to get you to 5,000 friends.
Friend me, my people.
Yeah, send her a friend request. But do you hide anything on your timeline?
Yeah, if people are like really political and politically charged or negative,
right.
I will hide them. If they are downright cruel, racist, or anything like that, I unfriend.
See, if it is anything
I might even go as far to block someone. But that's rare.
If I unfriend, I always block.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want any part of it. I don't hide anything. I want anyone who is kind enough to send me a friend request and
mm-hmm.
want to come to the party and play.
Yeah.
I want to see what you have to say. I want to see what you post. But
that's the only time. Like,
see something hateful, racist, totally out of line, I do not hide. I will go ahead and unfriend and block. And there's a reason is that I think that's pretty decent real estate and I want to free up a spot.
Well, see, I don't have to worry about freeing
okay,
up
I'm
spots. So
I
just hide it and just so I don't have to see the negativity.
All right. So, Stephanie, that's the answer. Katie does sometimes.
Well, here's my question.
Yes.
How do you sort? Most recent or most popular?
Usually by top stories or most recent is
right.
like how they do it now. I normally
top
have,
stories. We know that means most popular.
I put top stories normally. But if I'm really wanting to get into it, sometimes I'll switch back and forth.
I go. The well, if I'm checking it on my phone,
yeah,
Facebook always tries to default it to
yes,
top stories.
Exactly.
So I have to switch back and forth to see what I want.
I don't like doing Facebook on my phone. I like to have the big screen.
Okay.
But then I spend more time in front of my computer than you do. Well, why would you be in front of my computer?
I spend all day, every day in front of my
but
computer.
But do you have Facebook open?
No.
No, because you're working.
I only open
and
it.
Your boss might be listening. So
I no, I genuinely, you know, like when I come over, if it's a weekday during the week, you say, did you see what I put on Facebook? And I'm like, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
I have it open all the time,
mm-hmm.
which is why I never get anything done.
No.
And anyway, the amazing thing is that I got Stephanie's question because I hit her years ago. No, I'm kidding. Of course. Yes. Dan Reeser writes, "Dear Casey, have you finally calibrated the proper alcohol to show length ratio? Because remember, early on, we would we drink too much.
We went too far.
We drink too much. I think the proper ratio for me is about 2, maybe 3.
Mm-hmm. For me, if I drink, because usually lately I just really haven't been, I'll go like 1.
Yeah.
Maybe 2.
Yeah, and
tonight I went on to a second because you spilled the majority of the one beer.
I'm not sure it was the majority.
It was.
Really?
Yes.
It was only like 2 or 3 paper towels worth. Are they that absorbent? don't.
You spilled a lot.
I know, and I felt bad, but it made the room smell great. I loved it. I really liked it.
But yeah, so I usually have like 1. And I'll drink like a bottle of water just to keep my whistle wet.
I will, as soon as we hit save on the last segment, I'll hit the bottle really hard, but not during the show. Let's do a couple quick ones here. Mm-hmm. Merle Rogers, you want to come over for this weekend for dinner?
I have a wedding this weekend.
I can't make it because you scare me.
No, I'm kidding.
You're very sweet to offer, but this will probably be addressed in our next episode. I might be at a Renaissance festival this weekend.
We have to talk about this.
Oh, there are, and every answer brings up 10 more questions. Doug, do you really want to get into LARPing? I just need to know, because you know what? The joking got pretty intense back and forth on Facebook.
Dan had nearly came to blows battle-ish with LARPers once.
Now, what were they LARPing as? And by the way, I had to look it up. I think live action role-playing.
I think this is for next time.
It's a tease.
I do believe this is the tease.
Have you no scars? No, he's not going to tell about it.
No, all right. Their little cardboard suits weren't going to...
So, who knows? If nothing else, it'll be another place where I can get a giant turkey leg.
Fourth of July, wasn't it?
Ah, the birth of our nation.
There were fireworks involved.
Okay, then I'm blocking out 2 segments for you.
But you can totally get a turkey leg at a Ren Fen.
That's good, because I was afraid I might only be able to partially get one.
You might have to drink mead as opposed to, but hey, I would imagine mead is
a honeyed wine. It's delicious, and they also make Trapper Keepers. Mm-hmm. Mead is great no matter what. Also the doctor in Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Dr. Mead.
Dr. Mead.
Hank Bernard writes, Rob, have you purchased yet the new Beatles mono box set? The set is not that new. I bought it when it came out. Sorry. It's kind of a dick answer.
It was kind of a dickish answer, yes.
But,
hello, Mr. Nixon. How are you?
But if you have the means, the Beatles in mono, in many cases, is the preferable way to listen to the Beatles.
Okay.
And do you know why?
No.
Because
when they finished
the mix down of the mono releases, they left the stereo mixes for the first, I think, 5 albums. Mm-hmm. To interns, essentially, to do.
Aha!
And for them, like, if you listen to the stereo mix of, say, I Want to Hold Your Hand, mm-hmm. it's sort of moving guitar and drums to one side, bass and vocals mostly to the other side, some of the vocals staying center, and then putting reverb on one channel. It just sounds muddy.
You know what I saw this past weekend?
I might have the left and right wrong, but that's essentially what they did.
A show on PBS called Produced by George Martin.
Oh, I bet it's great.
It's really cool.
He's pretty amazing.
It's really cool. I said it to, because I was a little, at the time.
Right.
Was late.
Sure.
I was on the weekend.
Yes.
So I set it to record. I think it's going to be on PBS like Thursday or something.
I will find it. He's so brilliant. And he was the one that oversaw the mono mixes. Mm-hmm. That's why they sounded so amazing. There's a couple exceptions. The only one that really jumps to mind that I prefer in stereo is, I think it's If I Fell, because there is a stereo doubling effect that they used on John at the beginning. You know, it starts cold. If I fell in love with you.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it in mono, you don't hear the stereo doubling. Okay. And that's obviously an effect they were trying to experiment with. But other than that, I listen to the Beatles in mono more than I do not. That started out really smart and ended stupid, huh? does funny trump tasteless at all times? Meaning, if a joke is way, way over the line of appropriateness, but is still funny, is it acceptable to tell?
I think you have to know your audience.
Agreed.
I've told some really tasteless jokes.
From Mike Sheinberg, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've told some really tasteless jokes, but I wouldn't do that in certain
company or crowds. And you know what? I would say, Mike, as a rule, if you have doubt, it's not worth the risk.
Right.
You can be funny without being way, way over the line.
Yeah.
You're not Mel Brooks. So, you know, take it easy, pal.
And like for us, like we're not up on a stage where people are expecting us to be like shock jocks type thing. We are speaking to people. The way we approach what we do is we're not just talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
We're talking to a room of our friends.
Exactly. We're hanging out.
Right. And I don't want to offend everyone in one fell swoop.
No.
I mean, I could.
Oh, we both could.
Yes. But I just would prefer to not do that. I want to keep my friends.
Sometimes, sometimes I offend you and you don't even want to stay and do the show. But thank God you muddle through.
I do.
We certainly appreciate it.
Sometimes it's harder than others.
This is exciting. Someone actually answers a question in the thread. So okay. Trip Affleck writes, where do babies come from? Hank replies, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I thought everyone knew that.
Oh.
So there you are. Stephen T. Miller says, Rob, you said Be My Baby was your all-time favorite song. I was surprised it was not Maybe I'm Amazed or a Beatles tune. What is it about Be My Baby that separates it from, say, Hey Jude?
Is it the production?
It is.
Is it that first kick?
That bass drum. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, who, by the way, not too shabby of a record producer himself.
Not bad at all.
Says that he would wear out 45s playing the opening hits of Be My Baby, trying to recreate it in his head.
The sound of the very beginning of Be My Baby and of Pet Sounds.
Wouldn't it be nice?
It's I don't want to say it's identical, but you can hear the influence.
This is one of the things that I'm proudest of is when I was in studio producing, we had Brian Wilson as a guest.
Yes.
And it was a tremendously tough get because he doesn't do media. Mm-mm. And he's...
doesn't leave his house. He doesn't do a lot.
But one question, I passed it on a card to Don. I said, can you please ask him if the drum at the front of Wouldn't It Be Nice was inspired from Be My Baby?
Really?
And he said, absolutely. And it was, I felt 10 miles high because it was something that I always theorized.
Uh-huh.
But he said, yeah. He said, oh, yeah, it's the Be My Baby drum. I like this. This is another question from Mike Scheinberg. And you know what? He gets two because they're both great questions. I'm curious about this one for you. For both of you, what is your most memorable prize you've ever won from a radio station aside from being employed? So nothing we stole from the prize closet.
I've never won anything from a race. Oh, I did win a contest, but I wasn't eligible to win the prize.
Because you were employed.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to tell that story?
Sure. When I first started out, with Don and Mike, at JFK, I originally began, working for the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Right.
And then I was made more of a assistant program director.
Right.
Uh-huh. And within that role and within those duties, I was the censor. Yeah. God love me for the Don and Mike show.
You were Dump Button Katie or the Dump Button Pixie.
Yeah. I was the first censor that Don and Mike had ever had.
Right.
Other than like, you know, the program director sitting up in an office somewhere. I was the first person that was like dedicated to doing that.
Right.
And not loved necessarily because of it.
It's not a position that is going to earn you many friends.
No. People liked me despite my position.
True enough.
I'm hard to not like.
Well.
Eh. So there was a time where they did Make Us Laugh,
mm-hmm,
as the game.
Sure.
And it went on for like an hour and a half.
Sometimes we had those, yeah.
And it was a guitar and it was signed by John Lennon. It had been brought down from the WNEW studios in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, if we don't give it away today, we'll give it away tomorrow. But you're going to have to make us laugh. You have to work for it. And I was like, I can totally make them laugh. And there was a producer, Lisa, who she had a dump button in the call screen room.
Right.
And I had a dump button upstairs. So between us, we had 16 seconds.
Both 8 seconds.
That we could dump out. Mm-hmm. All right. So on our, during the commercial break, our smoke break at that time, we both were smokers. And we lived together too. So right. We went outside and I took a stopwatch with me and I was like, Lisa, I can make them laugh. And she's like, oh no, Katie, I don't think you should try. And I was like, I can do it.
Okay.
And I told her how I wanted to do it. We timed it out. We figured it out. We did all the whole thing. And she was like, okay, we can do it. We can do it. And she mentioned it to the program director who was like, you're on your own. If this goes badly,
yeah,
you're both getting fired.
By the way, this is pre-Janet Jackson. This mm-hmm. would never get even close to being run up the flagpole after Janet Jackson. But before Janet Jackson, they ran a little faster, a little looser.
Yeah.
Okay.
I called down to the studio and you answered.
Okay.
Because I called on like the bat phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
inside line.
Yeah. And I said, hey, Rob, this is Katie. And you're like, we haven't done anything. And I was stunned because I said, no. I just put me on the air. I can make them laugh.
Right.
And you immediately like got real quiet and you said, I don't think you want to do this. And
I
you
kind of remember this.
You tried to talk me out of it.
I kind of remember this.
And I said, no, I can make them laugh. And I can hear in the background, Don saying, who is it? What do they want? We haven't done anything.
Right.
And you're like, no, it's Katie. She thinks she can make you laugh. And he goes, the pixie? And you're like, all right, kiddo, you're on your own.
Right.
And you like punched me up on the board and hung up the phone.
Right.
And the clip being, all right, Katie. All right, pixie. So you think, oh no, he might have called me Pix.
Pix?
For sure, yeah.
That's great.
And he said, make us laugh. And I said, and you might want to write this down
okay.
before I get to it.
Okay, I'm with you.
Like, I just went through every
thing that you can't
everything
say.
Everything that I knew that you couldn't say because right. I had them all memorized. I hung up my phone, turned up my speakers, hit my button. Hit it again for good measure.
Wow.
And then I hit the air button.
Yeah.
And all you hear is, so you think you can make us laugh? And I was like, I sure can.
And then an explosion of laughter, I'm guessing.
Silence, and then just explosions of laughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you didn't win the guitar, though.
No, couldn't win it.
But you made him laugh.
Heck yeah.
And you know what? There's a certain value in that. Our final question is from Aaron Young. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, how much better are homemade cookies than store-bought? 8 times better? 9 times? Please tell me. Signed, Aaron. I say that homemade cookies are 20 times better than store-bought cookies.
Every time.
But do you agree with 20 or do you think it's a higher number?
I think it's 100% every time.
Well, then 100% is only twice as good. That's only 2 times better. I am making you do math.
You are. You ass. That's not necessary. Damn it.
My answer was like 400%. 4,000%.
4,000%.
There's no comparison.
1,000,000%.
There's no comparison.
There is no comparison. Especially not, seriously, not if your daughter's cooking them. I don't have a sweet tooth, but man, Julia can make her some baked goods.
Yeah, she can. I wish some of that would transfer over to applying eyebrows.
That chick should move to Colorado.
Oh, and make pot cookies.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
That's my daughter.
We're going to work on her makeup.
You know what? There's something to be said for subtlety.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I called it a stabbing cabin. That was not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool. We're going to come back next week and talk about other things. Are we? Will you have been to a wedding?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll talk about the wedding. We can probably get a little bit into a couple thoughts we had about the Grease sing-along that we did not get into here.
Uh-huh.
And also,
there were party favors.
Whether or not I make it to the Ren Festival, the Renaissance Festival,
mm-hmm.
there's much to be discussed.
Yes.
There's much to be discussed.
LARPing.
So we will. We'll be back next week. I hope you're here with us. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much.
One picture still worth 10,000 words. Thank you so much.
Toodaloo!
Bye-bye, everybody!
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah, but I... It's been a rough week already, and it's only Tuesday.
Do you know what might cheer you up?
Mm-mm.
Or some jokes?
Jokes?
Yeah. These are more like riddles, because they're two-line jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What's green, fuzzy, and if it fell out of a tree, it would kill you?
I don't know.
A pool table.
Okay.
Apparently, someone in London gets stabbed every 52 seconds. What an unlucky guy. How do you find Will Smith in the snow? You look for the fresh prints. Hey, this one will come in handy. You can tell it at the wedding this weekend. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I went to a really emotional wedding the other day. Even the cake was in tears.
Oh, I like that one.
The physicist sees a young man about to jump off the Empire State Building. He yells, "Don't do it! You have so much potential!"
Different kind of potential.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
The first rule of Alzheimer's Club is don't talk about chess club. I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised. Why do cows wear bells?
I don't...
Because their horns don't work. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? Aye, matey. I thought that if I took the shell off my snail, it would make him run faster. If anything, it made him more sluggish. And this is my favorite one. Close with this. How do you think the unthinkable? With an iceberg.